There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. It seems like I've just started a lot of washing arguments.
You certainly have.
But really, I don't...
Now, did you or did you not say New Duds does everything in the wash?
Well, sure I did. I said Duds is a new kind of soap, and it does all three kinds of wash. From dirty towels and work shirts to rayon slips.
But that's ridiculous. How can this one soap get grimy towels white
and dirty work shirts clean
and still be really safe for my rayons and nicer colored washables?
But that's the whole idea of Duds. You see, you're comparing this new Duds with most old-fashioned granulated soaps you've been using. And, of course, you'd hardly expect them to do all the pretty rayon slips and things you have in your wash nowadays.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's where new Duds is so different. It's far safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
That's all very well. But this Duds will have to do a good job with all my white pieces to suit me.
Oh, if it's whiteness you want, Duds will suit you to a T. Why, Duds gets clothes whiter, yes, whiter than any number of other soaps. Your towels and sheets will come out really gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than Duds gives you.
And you say it's grand for heavy overalls, too?
Sure, Duds will get them wonderfully clean and without any hard scrubbing. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Well, I declare... This Duds certainly sounds different than the wash day soap I've been using.
Of course it is. Just try Duds. You'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Even the suds are different.
How's that?
Well, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, Duds will give you the sud surprise of your life. Because Duds makes more suds. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So treat yourself to a new kind of wash day. Ask for new Duds, D-U-Z, in that big red and white box. And let Duds do everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. The Goldberg family has reached a new point in the saga of Rosie's love affair with Walter Jerome. Walter happens to be engaged to a girl named Norma, and Norma is in Lastonbury. So you can see that the rest of the Goldberg family have been having their hands full. But now, after a conference, the Goldbergs, with the exception of Jake, have agreed to let nature take its course. The program is hands-off from now on. The affair is going to be free to run to seed. And the first seeds bring a strange crop. Listen.
Hello? Oh, hello, Luella. No, nobody's home. Well, I don't know where my mother and father went. Well, I'll have my mother call your mother if... Oh. Sammy? No, I don't know where he is either, Luella. When am I going to see you? Well, when are we going to talk? I have so much to tell you. Well, Walter's family is going to be difficult, and I'm afraid that mine is, too. They just won't understand that children grow up. Experience is something for each person. It's not just handed down. It's not a dowry. Well, of course I realize that Walter's engaged to Norma. I realize that as well as anyone. But he's been engaged for years, and it doesn't mean anything anymore. Well, it was just one of those things that happen when two people know each other a long time. Uh-huh. Well, of course, Luella. Well, there's bound to be some difficulty with his family and mine. After all, parents forget that love breaks all boundaries. Well, they'll come around. Parents always do. They want their children to be happy just the way we want to make them happy. Well, I know that you think every individual has a right to be happy. Certainly. Oh, all right, Luella. I'll see you soon. I think my mother and father are coming. All right, Luella. Bye.
Lay down, Spalding. Lay down.
Lay down. Lay down. Don't be such a follower.
Come in.
A follower? A follower? What's the matter with the left? An animal. Where's all the left? Draw the left.
Yes, sir.
Where are you?
Right there.
Well, don't have to hurry. Don't have to hurry down. Hey, Addis.
Jake, dear. Jake, darling, look at me. Jake, dear, is it understood? No, so don't be mad. So look at me. Is it understood that we are going to say nothing to Rosalie and do nothing?
I shouldn't even say that I know that Walter was here.
Nothing, Jake. Nothing.
Well, so I won't say.
That's the best way.
Please, Jake, dear, please. Everything needs time.
The more obstacles we make,
the bigger the mountain will grow, Jake, dear.
You don't want me to put obstacles? I wouldn't put obstacles. I'll just sit by and let nature do the rest.
Rosalie?
Hello.
Hello.
Rosalie, somebody was here,
Rosalie, I have a new...
Who was here, Rosalie?
Jake, dear,
I'm asking the child a question. Is that also prohibited?
Walter was here, wasn't he?
Rosalie, mine tea is in my new whistling kettle. We'll all have tea, and when the kettle whistles, so the water's boiled. It's so nice, because you can be anywhere in the house, and you hear the whistle.
Everybody wants tea?
Yes, everybody. Yeah,
like
everybody
tea.
Wants
tea. I hope you don't mind that Walter was here.
No, where's the
mom?
There are things that are important for all of us to understand. Every person is an individual, and each individual has a right to live his own life. Isn't that so?
Sure.
What's the use of living if a person can't be master of his own fate? Individualism means happiness, and happiness means individualism.
Of course.
And that means that you have the right to make your own decisions. People have to recognize other people's rights.
Tea, dear. The whistle. The whistle, Captain.
Oh. That's only the beginning, Molly.
Oh, please.
Yes, please, please, let the child talk. Her words will sound foolish to her own ears.
That's what you think. When philosophy comes in the window, common sense flies out.
She's just talking, Paul.
Idle talk makes idle hands, and idle hands makes trouble.
She's just expressing herself.
I don't like her expression.
Jake, we promise. We promised Dr. Cater spoke to us. He told us. He's an intellectual. He's a smart man. He spoke to us. You said yes. You agreed. He spoke to me. He spoke to the family. We all said she's a child. She's a baby. And please, we said we'll keep our hands off. We're going to let nature take its course.
Take
normal, for instance. No, ma'am.
She's old-fashioned. She has old-fashioned ideas. I'm not referring only to the fact that she's engaged to Walter. I'm just speaking as a disinterested party.
Disinterested?
Of course. It's possible for a person to stand aside and look on. Norma is so old-fashioned that she thinks that people don't change. She doesn't believe that life changes and people change. Norma wants the whole world to stand still just because she was once engaged to Walter. A person doesn't give up his individuality just because he thinks he's in love with someone else. The most important thing in the world is freedom, the freedom to change your mind. And you think that a smart, sophisticated girl like Norma would understand that. But her sophistication is only on the surface. Underneath it all, she's just a Victorian.
No, leave it alone, huh? Freedom, huh? Sophistication, huh? Old-fashioned, huh?
Nature, Jake. It's nature. Let nature take its course.
I don't like it.
But we agree.
Gee, Pod, you can't understand that Rosie is
just... I've been thinking about you and Mama.
Thank you.
Yes, Rosalie?
You two were the happiest married couple that I know of. And I've tried to understand why so I could be happy also. And I think I know now.
Don't take it for granted.
Sure. You understand each other. And you trust each other. And you believe in each other. You've both raised a happy family, and I'm very proud to be your daughter, and I'm going to try to do all I can to learn from what I have here in my own house. And what's the secret? Early marriage. Mama was 17 and you were 20, Papa. 17 and 20.
You had a chance to grow up in life together. And you made all your experience together. You had no past to hide from each other. Early marriage. Early marriage is a blessing. I'll get the sugar.
How can you sit here, how can you listen to her?
Pa, it's only talk. Let her talk. You think she's going to run off and get married?
How do I know what she'll do or wouldn't do? Do I recognize my own flesh and blood? That's all you, Molly. You and your progressive ideas.
Security.
You and your...
Security! Too many people are frightened by security. Their whole lives are surrounded by fences. They want to be secure, not happy. And that's true of older people, most of all. I don't mean you, Mama, darling, and not even you, Pa, but you know it's true. If two young people think of getting married, the first question is, can you support yourself? As if that counted.
Can you live in there?
I don't mean my family, Pa. I mean, well, just take an example. Let's say with Pitts and Jerome. I mean, well, just for instance, if Walter and I wanted to get married. I mean, as an example, a woman like Mrs. Jerome would start talking about obstacles. But I know that Walter would never take a penny from his mother. He wouldn't. He wouldn't want an ounce of help from her. And I wouldn't want him to take it. Because freedom and happiness are important. And if two people want to get married, young people, that then nothing material matters.
Oh, the pot is boiling. The whistle is whistling. Please, Rolly, turn it off.
I just want to add one more thing.
The tea.
Molly.
Please, it's nothing. Nature is taking a course.
Molly. Oh,
please, a free hand.
All I want to say is that young people today have the courage to live. We don't want anything and we don't expect anything. We can make our own world. When Paul Holder and I can move right upstairs in this house and be perfectly contented. Tea, Paul?
Not tea. Bicarbonate.
But all the bicarbonate in the world won't cure Jake if the hands-off policy doesn't cure Rosie. You know, doing things by half measures is never satisfactory. That's why those halfway soaps for dishes are such a problem. I mean those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on kindness for your hands. And I mean bar soaps, too, because they don't have real speed. Well, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan anymore. No, ma'am, because New Duds is here. Yes, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Duds has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, New Duds treats your hands like a baby. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Duds. It's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell by the suds how really new and different does is. Just try it. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, the new treatment continues, and Walter's mother starts her own particular brand of intervention. This is Clayton Collier saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.